should be ashamed.
Yes.
In a world-class city, it's still okay that our buses, trains and tubes are not fully accessible for hundreds of thousands of Londoners. That must change. I'll work to make sure we have more step-free access at existing stations, underground and overground, and that every new station will be fully accessible and staffed by people properly trained to understand the needs of disabled Londoners. It means the next fleet of buses being designed with sufficient space for wheelchair users. It means ensuring dial-a-ride and taxi-ride continue to provide crucial support for those less able to get around London. And it also means tackling disability hate crime. London must be a city open to all, which gives opportunity to all. That's why I'll be the mayor for all Londoners. Thank you very much.
Go Labour.
Can I make one quick point? One of the reasons why the question about benefits is not on the list is because it is not something that can actually be controlled by the Mayor of London. Of course, if the Mayor of London is in the Commons, that's a different issue. But that is why we're concentrating today on things which are directly manageable by the people who are running London and, in this case, the Mayor.
Thank you very much, everyone. I'm really glad I managed to make it here. I did really have an hour and a half's notice to get myself over. And I'm very honoured to be here to be speaking with the real mayoral candidates. I'm here not as a mayoral candidate. I am representing Sian Berry, who is standing to be the Mayor of London for the Green Party. Sian is running a terrible temperature and just had to pull out at the last minute. She's very sorry not to be here. And she has given me strict instructions to listen very hard to everything that comes up today and report back to her, and I promise I will do that. I'm a councillor in Islington. I'm also standing on the London-wide list to be an Assembly member. I'm number two candidate for the Green Party. This election is the chance for all Londoners to think about what kind of city we want to live in over the next 4 years. We are seeing a situation that everyone's been talking about it. We have a housing crisis with prices rocketing. We have cuts to benefits which are making life much, much harder for people to just get through their lives. And in the context of all of that, what the Mayor of London can do to make life better for Londoners is in some very particular areas. It's in housing, through planning decisions. It's in transport, thinking about how we make our streets into places that are safe to get around if you're blind, where you know that you can safely cross the road, where you're not going to be mowed down by vehicles driving far too fast. We've heard about the step-free access for the tube, absolutely crucial. And it is shocking when you look at a tube map where it shows you only the accessible tube stations and you just realise how unaccessible London is. Sorry, getting my words in a muddle there. So our manifesto has been put together by listening to Londoners, and we've spoken to many, many different organisations across London. We have put together an easy read manifesto for anyone who needs it, and that, I hope, is an indication of how important Sian and Green Party think the agenda of making London, making politics accessible to everyone is. Was that a ping that said I'm out of time? I'm going to stop talking and just, I look forward to hearing all your questions.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. You can't follow somebody who can't talk a good talker, though.
Is also a constituent of mine, and it was an eye-opening experience for me, has directly influenced my action plan for Greater London. And he told me after our journey that it was one of the best days he had on our public transport system, but from where I was standing, it was appalling, and it was shameful. And I know there are similar problems when it comes to assessing housing, getting trade, finding a job, and even when it comes to voting. So this is how my action plan for Greater London will make life easier for less able Londoners. First, I'll continue the GFL's investment programme, which will make sure that 95% of bus stops are accessible by the end of this year, and that by 2018, over half of GFL's stations will have step-free access. But I want to go much, much further than that, and I will review those plans immediately after taking office to ensure that they are greatly more ambitious than the plans we have in place at the moment. Second, I'll ensure that workplaces and youth homes are fully accessible. I'll ensure the agencies that I'm directly in control of meet the highest possible disability standard. And I'll make sure developments build accessible homes and offices. Third, I will back inclusive skills and education programs. The next mayor will have control over a huge £400 million a year adult skills budget, which is a massive opportunity. I'll put more of that money into inclusive lifelong learning by working with small local disability groups, organisations who know firsthand the barriers disabled people often face and how to overcome those barriers. And I'm proud as an MP to have helped set up a social enterprise in part of my constituency in Kingston called Community Upon Thames, which directly helped more than 100 people with learning difficulties, find employment locally. Fourth, I'll crack down on disability hate crime. The idea that a vulnerable person should be bullied because of their vulnerability is just extraordinary and appalling and disgusting. And I would ensure the 900 officers working on hate crime and domestic violence are fully trained in disability awareness. And I'll back a London-wide Know Your Rights campaign to raise awareness of this horrible issue so that people are educated about disability hate crime and so that the authorities know how to record it and to prevent it. Those are my commitments to you. We will discuss it in the future.
And all besides, for now, I just want to thank you for inviting me, and I look forward to the discussion. Thank you. Sensible meaning language like people with disabilities. We are disabled people.
Thank you. There is a lot of debate about that, and probably this is a great place to have a debate about it. Idea of getting as many of the answers to the questions we've got, but we've made the point, so thank you very much. Let's go to the first question, which is from Paul Delila from the British Deaf Association. Paul, would you like to put your question?
As a deaf person, I face many barriers accessing public services such as transport and health all across London. It's a real struggle, and as part of a deaf forum, we campaign for better access. So I'm asking the candidates, how are you going to make sure that deaf people have better access to qualified BSL interpreters?